Portugal.
About a month or so ago, I had a girlfriend that I lost to my best friend.
That bitch's cunt was open for business.
I wonder what his cock smelled like after he was done.
And
I'd rather have a chick nail me in the ass, because she doesn't come. She gets tired after 30 seconds because she's lazy. Not used to doing the work.
It just really hurt, you know, because I lost my best friend and, you know, one of my girlfriends.
Guys are just blinded by cunt. I'm sure he has a good heart.
No, not at all. He was one of my closest friends. I never thought, you know, he'd ever do that to me.
And fucking fake.
And ever since then, I've just been
out of the closet,
so insecure, and I have trust issues really bad, and
oh, for the fuck's sake,
I can't find a way to, you know, just start trusting, you know, girls again. I just can't find myself to do it.
You're an embarrassment to me.
Yeah, and also I have
full-blown AIDS.
My grandmother passed away. It was my dad's mother, and just a month or so ago after she passed away, I got into a physical fight with him, and
Jesus
I just...
Christ! A little self-control goes a long way, my friend.
I felt really bad because it was just a month after his mother died, and I get into a physical fight with him.
Have you thought about standing before the true and living God to be judged?
And, you know, we're on good terms now, but I've never really gotten a chance to sit down and tell him how really sorry I am. I've told him sorry, but he doesn't know how bad I still feel about it.
All right, enough of this bullshit. This queen ball is so over the top, I have a hard time believing he's real. Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, October 7th, 2020, coming up on the program today. Welcome to Cornova 7 in the Ultimus Galaxy. Plus, look, I'm just trying to arrange to rent a horse to fuck here. This ain't rocket science. And who left 100 bags of shit on the street? All this coming up today.
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
I'm a human being!
The vagina is full of AIDS.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
My sugary wound.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, hey freaks. Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Have a good one for you today. It is going to be a short show because I'm not feeling well. I probably have the coronavirus. This is not a repeat from 2 months ago. I honestly don't know what's going on with me, but I'm not even going to bother to contact my doctor because no one ever seems to think anything is really wrong with me. Last time, I had coronavirus-like symptoms, and they're like, oh, you're probably just having a panic attack because 2020 is such a fucking shit show. Like, what? Are you serious? Like, that's your professional assessment of me. So maybe I'm just having another anxiety / panic attack. It's been a few months. You know, I really need to look into that CBD oil. Charlotte's Web, I hear, is a good one. Need something to calm my ass down. I know a lot of people say CBD oil is bullshit, but other people swear by it. And I'm willing to just take anything. So we'll give it a shot. If you have any recommendations, email me or call into the voicemail line or something. Truth be told, we've been doing very long shows for a while. If you want to hear a long program, sign up for the sideshow. We did, 46 minutes or 50 minutes yesterday, something like that. Also, I always say we're going to do a short show, and then it ends up being the same length as every other program. So calm down. And just to put your minds at ease, I'm probably not dying. I only got a few hours of sleep last night, and that's probably fucking with me, too. I'm going to try to stay up and watch the vice presidential debate because a lot of freaks are going to be hanging out in the Discord. They want me to pop in. So if you want to chat with Timmy Boo and a bunch of other freaks, check out the Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. So that's my evening plans. I do have a bunch of audio I want to share with you. The first clip is very short. It's from Wendy Williams. And Wendy is not necessarily known as a intellectual, but she had some thoughts on the coronavirus and how Trump is handling the pandemic, especially since he himself came down with COVID-19. And Wendy Williams fell into this trap. And it's happened to me. It's happened to the best of us. You are desperately trying to sound smart and you start using big words and you either use the words wrong or mispronounce the big words and you end up sounding like a fucking moron. Happens to me on a weekly basis here on the podcast. I told you guys when I was in college, I stood up. I had this big, smart comment because everyone in college tries to act brilliant, right? Using big words. And I stood up Just trying to keep up with the students so I don't look like a dum-dum. And I don't even remember what class it was. You know, it may have been like history or something. I took history in college. Probably a remedial course or something. And, you know, I stood up in class to speak. And I said, you know, the teacher was like, what do you think, Tim? And I said, well, John Adams thought it would be highly beneficial to the formation of the U.S. if the branches of the government provided a series of checks and balances, right? But I didn't say that. What actually came out of my mouth was, John Adams thought it would be highly beneficiary to the formation of the, you know, like, it was close to the right word, but it wasn't the right word, and I just ended up looking stupid. I'm sure I've talked about this before on the show, and ultimately, it's not a huge pivotal moment in my life, but it kind of is, because it's, like, stuck there. It was very embarrassing for me. That's right, embarrassing for me. The same guy who sang this.
A pain that was caught up inside a ring. His dick was turning bright green. They called it Xanadu. And now, spread your legs and see. Firefighters setting your meat free. His cock was Xanadu.
Keep insisting on singing on this podcast, and I never sound good, just putting you through misery. Yeah, that's, I think I sang that song because we were reading a story about a guy who got gangrene, like a gangrenous dick, or got something stuck around his nuts, right? Something real tight, cut off circulation, dick had to be removed or something. You know what? It wasn't that bad of a song. Who else does cock removal parody songs to the tune of Xanadu? Give me some style points for originality. That has nothing to do with the clip at hand here. We're here to talk about Donald Trump, coronavirus, and Wendy Williams addressing the situation and trying to sound smart. This is a very short clip. Take a listen.
Oh, President Trump.
Mm-hmm. School him. Come on, girl.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of Cornova.
I'm sorry, what? What should we not be afraid of? Anna Kournikova?
Don't be afraid of Cornova. Don't let it dominate your life, sir.
First of all, that's not even what the tweet said. It said, don't be afraid of COVID. That's an easier word than Corona. Corona's not that hard of a word, though.
Sir, are you serious?
I love her audience. Mm. Oh! Mm. Mm. It's like these people are taste testing food on an infomercial for a kitchen appliance. Who wants to taste some turkey jerky made on the amazing Ronco food dehydrator? Mmm. Mmm. And you're telling me this is fat free? Yes! Mmm.
Mmm. We are here. Out in the field.
In our TV studios, you know. She's a real woman of the people, this Wendy Williams. Oh, she knows what it's like for the average Joe here in America.
Field. We are frightened of Cornova.
I would be too. I think that's an alien from Star Trek.
You got it. So we can get it.
Cornova does sound like a character from a sci-fi TV show. Like it's a woman alien that seduces Captain Kirk and imprisons him or something, makes him her sex slave. I'm pretty sure I saw that episode. Anyway, thank you very much, Wendy Williams. You're a complete idiot. Beneficiary. Well, I'm an idiot too. I didn't say that I wasn't. You know, just because Wendy Williams is an idiot doesn't mean that I can't be. The two aren't mutually exclusive. I'm sorry, I meant mortuarily exclusive.
You stupid fuck!
I'm in good company with Wendy Williams. So Wendy's not a huge Trump fan. That's okay. He has plenty of supporters in heaven. That's right. Motherfucking angels are on our president's side. Take that, libtards. You're going to go up against Trump and an army of dead people with wings flying around, buzzing in your face? I don't think so. You don't stand a chance. Oh, you can try to run away, but angels have halos, and they can use those fucking things like ninja stars or frisbees. Throw them at you and hit you in the back of the head as you're running away, you know. I don't know if I needed to spell the whole thing out to you, but I did. Just trying to paint a picture. What exactly am I talking about here? Well, apparently someone by the name of Kat Kerr. I don't know, she's some old broad with pink hair. Sounds like someone who might have inside information from heaven. She says angels have been released, like God has commanded them to come down and help Trump, I guess. Take a listen.
I can just tell you this from heaven. Trump is going to win.
All right, dispatches from heaven. Doo-doo-doo. She does kind of look dead.
And no matter what the left and the liberals and the hate people and the fake news, no matter what, they've come together, even with some very wicked people, to plot and plan the downfall of America, to make it a socialist country. You don't want that. If you're too young to understand, you don't want it. You thought it was bad with the quarantine. You should live that way for the rest of your life.
Because go to Europe. See what it's like over there.
That's what happens in those.
Right. A lot of those countries are socialist. And, you know, they're out and about now because they've dealt with the coronavirus. It's over with for them.
For the rest of your life. Because that's what happens in those third world countries that have communism or socialism as their government. We in America are the land of the brave, the free, and the filled with God.
Hallelujah.
And I can tell you that whole event was filled with the presence of God.
I really want you to get back on track. I want to hear about the angels.
Angels.
And yes, there were 1,000 angels waiting.
Oh.
You know who these angels were? I could see them sitting all up in the upper stands and everything, the seats. And they were white. They just glowed with the glory of God. But they actually were wearing red, white, and blue robes.
Sure.
And the Holy Spirit said, these angels are special ops angels that were sent from heaven back in 2016 to be a fight on behalf of America.
Did you guys know there was such a thing as special ops angels from God's very elite militant wing of the kingdom of heaven?
God's plans that he has for this country, and they were there to be sent out again right now. And we all did that. I think it was towards the end of Friday night that we did that.
Joe Biden doesn't stand a chance. I'm sorry. You got 1,000 special op angels on the job?
At some time, but it was very powerful to see them. They shoot past us like beams of light. And they were very powerful beings. Very excited. And let me know, why were they there? God invited them as a reward for what they've already done for America to hear the words of those.
Well, those angels better get tested for COVID-19. That's all we need, is for them to bring back the coronavirus to heaven, start infecting people up there, have a holy pandemic. I wonder what other type of angels are up there. There's like regular angels, archangels, special op angels, maybe angel rangers, angel seals, the blue angels, teenage mutant ninja angels, Mighty Morphin Power. You get the idea. Real quick, I looked up this Kat Kerr person. She says that she's been to heaven, so, you know, she's got some firsthand experience. I don't think she died or anything, but she's just sort of like a visitor to heaven, and she was tasked with letting people here on Earth know all about what's going on over there. You can go to katkerr.com to learn more. Discover what heaven is like by someone who's been there many times. Learn about God and take a journey along the streets of gold in its amazing places. Cuckoo. All right, moving on. I've got a short Mead Skelton update. Oh, I love these. Mead apparently has auditioned for The Voice, and he was rejected. He just posted this on October 6th. He says, I was not chosen to the next round because I sing too white. I don't think that was the note that was given to him. Although it's accurate. You know, because he sings that Yankee Doodle Dandy shit. Very white. Actually, the first comment on YouTube is, what coffee shop wants you to play Onward Christian Soldier? That doesn't sound like coffee house entertainment. Meade replies to a lot of his comments on YouTube. He says, a lot of them in my area do. Which may be the case. He does live in fucking Virginia. Anyway, here is Meade's The Voice audition.
Hi, my name is Meade Skelton, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Richmond, Virginia.
You may be familiar with some of my work. I've recorded 20 CDs, self-published. And you might recognize my face from when I was trying to protect a Confederate monument from being torn down by the Bolsheviks.
I would like to do two songs for you. The first number I'm going to do is a Christian number called Onward Christian Soldier, something...
All right, okay, it's fine if you want to be a Christian. I hope Meade Skelton is listening to this. Meade, honey, it's okay that you're a Christian. No one gives a shit, right? The problem is, have you ever watched The Voice? Have you ever heard anyone sing Onward Christian Soldier? You know what type of music plays well on The Voice. If you've seen anything, if you've ever seen a fucking episode, so why not just sing a contemporary song? Why does it have to be your bullshit all the time? You know, Meade's always talking about, oh no, these liberals are always trying to push their agenda down our throats. It's Meade doing it. Meade's trying to push his fucking stupid agenda.
I might be singing at my church. And the second song I will do is a number called Night Rider's Lament by Ian Tyson, a little yodeling number for you.
Oh, for the fuck's sake, are you kidding me? We got Onward Christian Soldier, followed by yodeling. You know what Meade needs? Meade needs a manager. Someone who could work with him and sort of point Meade in the right direction. Someone in the Discord, please. You know what, Meade? If you want me to be your manager, and you know, if you want to get anywhere in Hollywood, you got to know a Jew or a gay.
After all, Hollywood is run by the Jews and the gays.
Why not let me help you out, right? Like, I have a lot of connections. Oh, I can hang out in bathhouses or glory hole spots or something in Los Angeles. I'm sure I'd run across some executives. You can stay true to your Christian roots. I can get all of that cum down my throat that I so crave. It's a win-win. Plus, you know, I can help you pick which songs to sing for these auditions.
I would like to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to audition for The Voice. My style has been described as coffee shop country by music critic Ned Hepburn because I'm a piano player, keyboard, bass.
Other critics describe my music as oof. What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means.
Country music.
That a communist term.
You might hear in the back of a coffee shop with a very folky, relaxed feel and vibe to it. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. Toodaloo.
Hey.
Onward Christian soldiers marching.
Can you imagine hearing this on The Voice?
As to all,
oh my God,
with the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
I could see him auditioning for American Idol and actually getting on one of the first episodes, you know. I mean, there's no way he'd progress, but he'd be like one of those funny auditions where all the judges are just like staring bug-eyed at him as he's performing this bullshit.
Forward into battle, see his banners go.
Well, that's Onward Christian Soldier. Here's just a little taste of the second song. Was he yodeling the Knight Rider theme song or something? See, now that would be interesting. I don't think it's the Knight Rider theme song, though.
Seen the spring at the great divine.
Like more Christian stuff.
No, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Imagine like Adam Levine coaching Meade, John Legend, or whatever.
Yeah.
think America's ready for Mead Skelton. Keep plugging away, though. Post those videos. I love me some Mead. All right. And finally, before we get into the news today, you know I love town hall meetings, city council meetings, school board meetings. Couple that with a sassy gay and you got yourself a winning clip. I've got a school board meeting here that took place yesterday from the Wake County Public School System in North Carolina. They are currently debating on whether or not they should reopen schools for kids. Here is one homosexual who is not happy.
Good evening, ladies and germs. And I do mean germs because y'all haven't cleaned this desk off not one time.
Y'all be like Christina Aguilera circa 2002. I'm talking dirty. See? I speak fluent fag.
In between speakers, mm-hmm. I'd like to thank this entire board for agreeing to meet in person. During a time when movie theaters and theaters are closed and or viewed as unsafe indoor activities, it is wonderful to know that this board thought the people of Wake County would enjoy a bit of political theater tonight.
Bitch is spilling the tea. Get ready.
Just like our brave president, Donald Trump, it is important that we have leaders like you to show us all that COVID-19 is nothing to fear. Since we are engaging in theater here today, I have decided to bring snacks. And no, my weight ain't got nothing to do with these M&Ms being missing. Okay,
he's got a big, mostly empty container of M&Ms. He ate a majority of them.
My snacks. Theater and snacks go hand in hand.
No one loves theater and theatrics more than the homosexual. I can understand why he's here and why he's doing this.
Anyway, since it's perfectly fine for children to eat and drink in my mother's classroom, she's 65, I'm sure that none of you will have a problem as I remove my mask now to eat some of these snacks. Please return my mask on. Oh, that's what I thought. Why? I mean, I have been sneezing a lot lately, but I'm sure that's just allergies. I mean, I haven't been tested for COVID or anything.
You know how people are always saying, like, we need more women in Congress. I think we need all bitchy queens. I don't know if we'd ever get anything accomplished, but we don't really get anything accomplished now in the Senate. It would at least be way more entertaining listening to a bunch of, like, hissing gays.
So it must be safe for me to take my mask off and eat here. Why can't I? After all, if it's safe for our teachers and students, it must be safe here in this setting.
Oh, I see what he did there. You sneaky girl. He goes on for a while. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but he mentioned some, like, dead teachers from their school district. One that died from the flu a couple years ago. And he's like, the flu? That isn't even half as deadly as the coronavirus.
I also speak for the ghosts of many dead teachers and staff members. This past weekend, a third grade teacher named Julie Davis died in Stanley County, North Carolina. Her family said she contracted COVID at school, but the interim superintendent denies that fact and released a statement saying that students absolutely loved being taught by Miss Davis. Her personality was infectious.
Oh, I get it. Well, that's cold. Everyone involved in this clip is super bitchy. The gays bitchy. That superintendent talking about the dead teacher's personality being infectious. That's bitchy. I love it all.
Is this what we have to look forward to in the coming months from Wake County? Yeah. How will each of you respond to the death of a student or staff member? Have you thought of that yet? I have. For me, the terms depraved heart and criminally negligent homicide come to mind.
He goes on and on because, you know, the gays love to talk. As far as public comment portions of school board meetings, this was pretty good. He had props, you know, M&Ms, drink. The gays come prepared for a show. You know, if they're going to speak, it's going to be a whole fucking production. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. The fuck up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting the show. Best way to do it is to sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive programs just for paying freaks. Yesterday, I did a full-length exclusive show, and tomorrow I'll be doing another one. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Remember, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Memberships are only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. When you sign up, you will get access to special RSS feeds, so you can use your podcast app. grab all the new free and exclusive shows. And we have archived yearly RSS feeds. So you could like subscribe to the 2005 shows, have access to every single one of those. It's pretty cool. It's pretty inexpensive, and it helps ensure that this show doesn't go away. It's going to linger on like a festering, red, inflamed genital rash or something. Other ways to support the show, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, getting ready to send out some DV masks to some of our higher tier patrons. And then for those of you who pledge at least a dollar, you'll have the ability to purchase the masks before everyone else. Later this year, we'll be offering the masks in the DV store when that launches for the year. So check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, this one comes from the great state of Pennsylvania. Lykens, Pennsylvania. State police have arrested a 53-year-old man who was attempting to arrange a sexual encounter with a horse.
I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses,
they're my friends. Well, I took him to the burn. You know, we always play the same clips when this song plays, and so I thought maybe it's time to refresh, find some new bestiality material. I have the world's greatest job. Well, time to search out more horse fucker content.
I love horses.
Busy day at the office. I was surprised to see that someone posted the entire documentary called Zoo, which I don't think we've ever talked about on the show. At least I've never really, you know, played clips and stuff from this film. And I think we're going to have to really sift through this film with a fine tooth comb on tomorrow's podcast, because there's a lot of great scenes and stories here. For those of you that don't know, this film centers around the case of the Seattle aircraft engineer who died in 2005 after performing a sex act with a stallion. Maybe we did play clips from this, or maybe there's been a few documentaries about Mr. Hands. I think that was the name of the horse, right? Mr. Hands. The filmmaker interviews a number of zoophiles. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And uses dramatic reenactments, oh, even better, with, I hope, shitty acting. Oh, this is going to be great. To illustrate their anonymous comments. Let's listen to just a little bit.
It's the love of animals.
That's what horse fucking's all about.
That's what zoophilia is.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, you love your wife or your kids. It's the same thing.
Well, it's a bad example. Bad example. The wife, okay, maybe. But kids, it's not how you love your kids.
I took better care of my animals than I ever did care of myself. Look at me. Here I am going to be 53.
Yeah, I'm a fucking mess. Although I have to agree with this guy. Like, if I was into having sex with horses, I would take care of my horse way better than I would myself. Just, you know, for the fact that it's hard to acquire a horse, especially one that's like already trained to be fucked. Just seems like it would be a lot easier if the horse stays in good health. That way I can continue to fuck it. I don't have to worry about finding another horse. And you know, when this horse dies and its asshole is all stretched out or whatever, there's going to be questions. You're going to have to cremate the horse before the authorities look into it. Actually, in the case of Mr. Hands, by the way, I think Mr. Hands was the guy, not the horse. Mr. Hands is an alias, right? But it was the horse doing the fucking. By the way, I'm starting to recall this documentary, and I think the reason why I didn't talk about it on the show is because it's utterly fucking boring, which is an amazing feat, because a movie about animal fuckers should be anything but boring. But, you know, even the comments in YouTube are like, oh, my God, I stopped after 17 minutes. What the hell is this? People commenting that there's just like music running through the documentary the entire time, like that shitty music you just heard, like. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to this stupid news story. Norman S. Zalek of Oakdale Station Road, Lykens, is charged with one misdemeanor count of sexual intercourse with an animal, according to a criminal complaint. He was charged on September 30th after an investigation that began on August 5th. According to police, the investigation was launched when a Shrewsbury Township, York County woman contacted them regarding a message she received on Facebook. Here we go. It's always Facebook now. Used to be Craigslist. Now it's Facebook. She was contacted by a man she identified as Zalek. Woman said she owns a horse named Bentley. I'd like to take him for a spin. And often offers the animal for rides in training to families looking to teach their children about horses. In the exchange of Facebook messages, which the woman shared with police, Zalek asked the woman if she would be willing to rent the horse to him and his wife so they could have sex and perform sex acts with it. Bold. Like, he didn't even try to, like, tiptoe around the issue. Like, is it okay if adults rent the horse for things other than horseback trail rides and training? And then the woman would be like, what do you mean? Well, you know, like, more adult things. Things adults would enjoy doing with a horse. Like, riding it? Kind of. He at least could have, like, gauged her reaction to the questions, you know, leading up to, can I fuck your horse? All right, Zalek allegedly told the woman he and his wife were open-minded and liked to try different things. Oh, so he was kind of pussyfooting around. The couple, he was taking the temperature. The couple had never been with a horse in any manner, and we want to, Zalek said. State police said they obtained clearance to conduct a one-way phone recording, arranged for the horse owner to contact Zalek. Woman successfully contacted Zalek on August 13th. During the conversation, a man believed to be Zalek spoke with the woman and expressed interest in renting her horse for an encounter. He offered her $200. I would be offended by that rate, by the way. You could get a normal human hooker for $200. This is a horse. Them are hard to come by. This is an exotic sexual encounter. Minimum $500. I would want to charge $1,000, though. Zalek allegedly told the woman he was not interested in having intercourse with the animal. Oh, okay. But said he wanted to manually stimulate it. Okay, well, then maybe $200 is okay. When asked if he would be alone during the encounter, Zalek said, no, it's me and my wife. Zalek, again, is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on October 29th. Reached at his home, Zalek denied all the allegations. That's me. That's my name. That's my date of birth. Zalek said when asked identifying questions. However, he expressed surprise that his name was on an affidavit of probable cause. You got the wrong person, he said. I don't keep in mind, like, they have recorded calls of this guy. I don't know what this is about. This is news to me. Zalek said he plans to call the sheriff's office or the state police to see about getting a copy of the charging document. He added, I'm innocent until proven guilty. Sure you are, you little pony stroker. All right, second story we have for you today. A while ago, it may have been years at this point, we read a story about a guy who was basically giving away his sperm to people who needed it. If you want to have a kid and you don't have enough money to go to the sperm bank and get it dumped inside of you,
medically,
this young man that I read about would be able to help you out. Well, I've got another story about another man willing to donate his sperm, and he's done it over 150 times. I like how news stories are written about these guys. It's not like he's a fucking hero or something. He's jerking off and giving his cum to bitches in need. If you ask most guys nicely, they will provide that. They don't need it. Cum is more of a nuisance than anything else. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to let it go to waste, you're free to have it, I guess. Whatever, as long as I don't have any responsibilities connected to this cum. Heading to a house in West London two nights ago, 49-year-old Joe Doner, that's his real last name, maybe, probably not, banged on the door knowing what was about to happen. Opening it to Joe was a lesbian couple that he never met before. Their only wish was to have a baby together. And Joe, they tracked down on his personal Facebook page advertising his sperm donor services, was their best bet. So he took one of the women upstairs, and despite having never met before, they had full sex on the bed. Okay, this is different than the first story I read. The last guy would just, like, sort of deliver cups of his cum. This guy is just full on banging broads. Now I see what's in it for him. It would be funny if this lesbian realized, wait a second, this was awesome. I don't want to be with a woman anymore. It just totally ruined their relationship. He took one of the women upstairs, and despite having never met them, they had full-on sex on the bed. Then he left with his trademark comment, good luck, and I hope you have good news in 2 weeks. He calls what he does with women PI, or partial intercourse. What the hell is that? That's sex without kissing or cuddling. That's how most guys prefer it with me. Look, if you gotta do it, do it. Just make it quick. No kissing, no cuddling. Don't look me in the eye. Minimal amount of touching also, please. He also has something called NI, which is natural intercourse, and AI, which is artificial intercourse. Natural intercourse is really full-on sex like you might have on a first date. So no bedroom gymnastics, but kissing and cuddling. Artificial intercourse is when you use a turkey baster. He added, a lot of people wanted to be inseminated the old-fashioned way, but he only has STI checks once a year. That would be a red flag for me. It's like, this is your line of work. This is your business. You know, and you've impregnated 150 people. You might want to get that checked out more than once a year. He admitted that he doesn't do background checks on the people he's potentially impregnating, adding, I think having a baby makes these people more mature. Really? I've seen some people who have kids. They're not mature. I don't do any checks on them, though. Asked when he last had sex, which was 2 nights ago, he was surprisingly coy about how many people he had made love to. It's fewer than 200. I'm not a rock star, and I'm very respectful. Joe is single. He's also using a pseudonym here. He revealed he had 150 kids worldwide and had impregnated a further 5 women during lockdown. His name is on a few but not many birth certificates, and he wouldn't mind if the children called him daddy, but he doesn't really see many of them often. They have my DNA, of course, he said, but I leave it up to the mothers. If they want to send me pictures, great. If they block me as soon as I've done the deed, that's okay too. Also, Joe makes it known that he wasn't paid for his actions. I mean, in many cases, you got sex out of it, so that's kind of a little bit of a payment, but he did it to help women. He set up his business 12 years ago after realizing he wanted to benefit people, but shockingly, his parents don't know. Quote, although they're aware I have a few kids. In all, he's met 50 of his children. I've seen some of them when they were born, but not since. He wasn't slowed down by the pandemic, though, despite being stuck in Argentina, instead opting to sow his seed there. Oh, he's gone international. I wonder if he has these, like, he doesn't seem that bright, you know, and he's just sort of like, yeah, I get tested for sexually transmitted diseases once a year. And how are these broads want me to fuck them? I'll do it. Partial intercourse. Full on sex, sucking up my jizz in a turkey baster and then squirting it inside of him, whatever. I wonder if he has them sign paperwork like that says, look, I'm not going to hold you financially responsible for any children I may produce. Business is booming. He says, I feel busier than ever. I love seeing photos of the babies when they're born, as a lot of them do look like me. I don't financially gain from providing my sperm to women. I just enjoy helping people. I traveled to Argentina to provide sperm to a few women who had contacted me online, but I ended up getting stuck there until international flights resumed a few weeks ago. I'm now in the UK for a few weeks, and I hope to help as many people as possible fall pregnant. 5 women are currently pregnant with Joe's unborn children, and one woman already gave birth this summer. Joe is on target to impregnate 10 women this year. As for future plans, well, Joe is hoping to head back to his hometown in America after his UK trip, but says he's happy to travel anywhere in the world to donate his jism. I'm contacted by women all over the world via Facebook or email. Again, Facebook, see? I don't mind traveling as I can work wherever I need to in the world. I'm hoping that as lockdown eases in some parts of the world again, it'll be easier to travel more frequently, so... There you go, the man that just keeps on giving. And finally, today, freaks, Portland has seen its share of difficulties this year with rioting and I don't know what else. I don't know what else is going on in Portland. Rioting, protests, rain or something. I don't know. Fire, maybe. Are there any fires in Portland? Well, now someone is dumping bags of fucking feces all over the place. Over 100 bags of human shit have been deposited on roads in Multnomah County, is that where Portland's at, since 2018. Officials are asking for your help to find the culprits. Bags filled with human feces and sometimes kitty litter have been found in Springdale, Corbett, and Troutdale. County code enforcement says the bags are usually Walmart or dollar store plastic bags. I'm sure that information will help crack this case wide open. They're typically dumped in the wee hours of the morning. Code enforcement officer Dave Thomas has discovered multiple bags near Curtis Drive, Southeast Hurlburt Road, yada, yada, yada. He collects the bags that stay together, but he says many of them aren't intact after being run over by passing vehicles. These smush shit sacks are left to wash away into the roadside drainage ditches. The officer says, we want to alert people to keep an eye out. There are certain spots, if anyone has camera footage of suspicious vehicles traveling slowly on these roads, we'd love to look into it. Now, I've got a local news story. I just want to see how they're covering it.
Multnomah County health officials are trying to solve a...
How does she pronounce that?
Multnomah County...
Multnomah. I guess I... That sounds like a cancer. Oh, God. The doctor said it's Multnomah.
Multnomah County health officials are trying to solve a gross mystery in the Corbett area. As Fox 12's John Hendricks explains, well, that's where somebody is dumping human waste right along the road.
Oh, I hate that term, human waste. Come on, say what it really is. Shit, feces, poop, crap.
We're told by health officials with Multnomah County this has been an ongoing thing for about a year in the area of Bell Road.
It's homeless people, right? It's got to be.
And the historic Columbia River Highway, they say someone is leaving bags of you-know-what on the road. The county has picked up more than two dozen bags.
You know what? It's duty.
In the last year.
Stop treating us like children.
Along the historic Columbia River Highway.
One of the weird things. One of the weird things.
A story that's a real head scratcher.
It's laughable, but yet it's disgusting.
It's an ass scratcher.
3 weeks ago, a mess returned to this part of rural Multnomah County, one that's been going on for about a year now.
Somebody's dumping their raw human waste along the roadside.
He had to pause and choose his words carefully. I'm actually disappointed by this news story. I thought they would at least say the word feces. Human sewage, or whatever they called it, is not nearly as fun. This isn't the first time it's happened, by the way. This is a recurring problem.
A few years ago, someone was doing their business in a paper cup and dropping it on the side of the road.
Like a Dixie cup? There's no way my turds would fit in there. I'm guessing they shit on the ground and then scooped it up with the cup, maybe. It seems to me that it would be extremely difficult to just hover over the cup and try to guess where your asshole's at. Or maybe you're holding it, but still, aiming is an issue. I don't know. I just think he scooped up the poop afterwards, which is nice. He was trying to clean up after himself. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I'm going to play some of your calls here in just a second. But first, let me tell you about all of our social media sites. At Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, YouTube.com/DistortedViewShow. We've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out in. Yada, 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 right? All right, let's first check in with some patrons.
Hey, Tim, Tony Frello, that's calling in. I'm going to call in again because I want to redo my message. Okay. So, Solid called in about the best guitar players of all time that are not dead.
Yes.
My personal
opinion. This was brought up on yesterday's podcast because Eddie Van Halen died, and we were talking about that in the voicemail section.
Opinion of that is Jay Mathias from Dinosaur Jr. I just think most of his work is pretty solid. Probably the best album I would have to say is Farm. Definitely give it a...
I'm not too familiar with Dinosaur Jr.
A look over.
Like one of their hits.
But my favorite is Give a Glimpse of What You're Not. That's another fantastic album. And last but not least, the Dead Guitarist. Have to say it personally, Jimi Hendrix. I think Jimi Hendrix kind of paved the way for
the
way rock is now, the way it's changed, the way guitar was played. Everyone says, oh, it's fucking Jimi. Jimi Hendrix is stoner, man. I just think he's just a damn good guitar player. But right. Anyway, Tim.
There you go. Dinosaur Jr. and Jimi Hendrix, best guitarists of all time.
Hey, Tim, Zio here. I'm calling in to tell the story of how a distorted view messed up my life.
Okay, I love to hear these success stories.
I'm going to try and keep it short for you. So 2 months...
That means buckle up because it's going to be a long-ass voicemail.
...ago, I became active in the Discord. Okay. I'm 24. I think I'm the youngest active person there.
Really? 24? I mean, that's young, but I used to have way younger listeners. Maybe because I'm older now, younger people don't want to listen. But I used to have like 12, 13-year-olds listening, which I do not condone.
I had been together with my boyfriend for 4 years when I joined. Some of the people in the Discord that I'd been talking to, they noticed that I did not talk about my boyfriend very much. And when I did talk about him, they noticed that I didn't sound very happy or excited.
Oh, you sound like me when I talk about Lord Douche on the show.
So with all the freaks being older than me and having more life experience, they basically told me to get the fuck out because this guy was not right for me. I had actually known this myself for quite a while, but I did not want to admit it.
You need a man that's going to treat you right. You need a hero, not a zero.
So about 2 weeks after I joined the Distorted View Discord.
Oh, no, you didn't find love in the Discord, did you? You don't want any of the freaks. We're damaged goods.
I broke off my 4-year relationship.
Okay, yeah.
As an indirect result of me listening to you. So the point of this story is, Tim, you can...
The point of the story is, you're now dating Spiral Hamfucker!
Officially call yourself a homewrecker.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong, it wasn't easy to end the relationship, even though I'm happily telling you the story right now.
Yes.
I did talk to a lot of people, and I can honestly say that I am better off now, so... Thank you for messing up my life in a very good way. And thank you to all the freaks who were there for me when I needed them.
That Discord is quite the place. There's lots of stuff going on there. There's like political fighting, Mead Skelton's in there, stirring up trouble with his racist bullshit. And then we got stuff like this going on. It's crazy over there. Sounds like ultimately it's a net positive. A lot of people... seem to love the Discord and the people in there. So, you know, if you're a listener of the show, you might have a good time. You can lurk around for a while, you know, get the lay of the land or whatever, and just consume stuff that people are posting, videos and links and stuff. Or you can participate a little bit, introduce yourself. That would be nice. I'm guessing the freaks, by and large, are nice, unless you're a total dick. I mean, you're always going to have a few loose cannons in there. But the Discord is over 1,000 freaks strong, so check it out, I guess. Like I said, I'm going to be in there today. I'm afraid of the Discord, but I pop in occasionally. And we're going to be watching the debate tonight together. I don't know if the show's going to be posted before I get around to that. But
hello, Timmy. It is Lord Douche.
You don't sound like him.
I don't like how you talk about me on your show. I don't like it. It's rude.
Yeah, well...
It's very rude to me, your Lord Douche.
Sorry.
You know I don't like it when you use the hot water when you do dishes. I don't like it. We don't have enough hot. There is not enough hot in the house. No hot.
We're going to run out, I know.
From here on, we will do the dishes in the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, we don't want to do that.
Two dishes in the toilet. I will
take a while since we've cleaned the toilet.
The dishes and put them where we poo-poo.
Okay. New rules, all right.
Just don't. You can't use hot in the toilet. It's not possible. Okay. I do love you, though, Timmy.
I love you, too.
I would like to kiss you on your pee-pee. Okay, bye-bye.
That's how I know you're not Lord Douche. All right, thank you to everyone for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming until the time we have on this edition of the show. Do you see? What did I say at the very beginning? It's going to be a short show. It's the longest fucking show we've done this week. All right. Anyway, that's all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. 206-660-GOD IS IT OGOD.
Theater and snacks go hand in hand.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize shows. And I will see you back tomorrow if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye.
Tim. Since the window licker got on your show by masturbating with Orgel, I thought I'd be able to get on the show by, using a vacuum cleaner on my penis. So, I'm gonna try and get some nice crisp audio for you. You might want to turn your volume down. Here we go.
Another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.